the Truth Express with your conductor, Erskine, who give you the latest on national news, politics, policies, business, and government issues.
Welcome to the Truth Express with your host, Erskine. Tonight, today, whenever you're listening, Lowell Ponte, he's a man for all reasons. He's a veteran think tank futurist. He did war games. He did planning on what's going on. He is the person who was paid to look into the future. He was roving editor of Reader's Digest 15 years, did investigative reporting in 33 countries. He hosted talk radio programs, syndicated over 300 stations, dean of Distance Learning University, author of The Cooling, We've Seen the Future, It Looks Like Baltimore, and Money, Morality, and the Machine. All of these books are in print. All of them are unbelievable. Look at this, The Cooling, Global Warming, the Big Deal. Seeing the Future, It Looks Like Baltimore. It's all over the country now. And Money, Morality, and the Machine, that's what we're going to talk about right now. Topics include Trump exposing the leftist plan to cancel the right, inflation, future of our economy. He explains what's behind the current conditions. It's supernatural. WMDND.com. It's all up at Truth Express Radio. Lowell, the economy is scary to a lot of people. They're going to the grocery store. They're watching prices. They're saying bacon's up 18%. It's a little bit higher. It's really tough to bring home the bacon today for a lot of people. People are buying cheaper cuts of meat and everything else if they even can find it. You've got the same situation with gasoline prices. They're up more than twice as much, sometimes three times as much as it was last year. Wages are not keeping up with it. This is just a disaster for the country, and people are going to vote their pocketbook. What can be done? What is happening, and how bad can it get? That's the question. It's very simple for you.
Well, I mean, I did write or co-write with Craig Smith a book called The Inflation Deception.
Right.
200 pages of analysis on just how deceptive inflation can be. First, you have to realize we are living in an inflatocracy. It is not a democracy. It is a government run largely by inflation. And in fact, that's not unusual. As Nobel laureate economist Friedrich Hayek once put it, with the exception of 100 or so years of the American gold standard when it stopped briefly, history itself is largely a history of inflation. Usually inflation's engineered by governments for the gain of governments. And that's the first thing people need to understand about inflation. If you look, for example, at the Austrian economist Ludwig von Mises, he put it very simply, inflation is not an act of God, said von Mises. It's not a catastrophe of the elements or a disease that comes like the plague. Inflation, he said, is a policy. It is deliberate. It is created by government for the benefit of government. And until you realize that, you understand nothing. You also have to understand just how insanely you're being lied to every day by people who claim that they want to silence those who engage in disinformation or misinformation. For example, Joe Biden has blamed everyone in the universe except himself for the current devastating inflation.
Right.
He's blamed Donald Trump. He has blamed Vladimir Putin. He has blamed the greed of the oil companies. He has blamed the greed of the food companies, and on and on and on. It's always somebody else's fault. But in fact, it's entirely the responsibility of those like Biden in government, those Democrats on the left, who have, and by the way, remember, the Democratic Party has been hijacked. This is no longer the Democratic Party of your grandfather or great-grandfather. This is now an outright party of socialists and Marxists. And what they are engaged in is a deliberate return and magnification of inflatory policy. They use it quite deliberately. Inflation is a hidden form of taxation.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
It is being used to destroy American independence and to make driving non-electric vehicles beyond the reach of most Americans. For example, the price of fuel oil is up by at least 71.5%.
Right.
even in the least extreme parts of the country. So welcome to the brave new world of what neo-Marxists call modern monetary theory. We're no longer living under capitalism, according to them. The essence of modern monetary theory, advanced by the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, is that the government can operate entirely merely by its exclusive power to print paper money.
Right.
It wants paper money, or it wants money, it just prints it. And that, of course, has a devastating effect on you and me, because we are downstream from that money. They print it, they spend it while it still has value, and then they pass it on to us, and what it's doing is utterly destroying your life savings. It is utterly destroying your wages. This is the essence of inflation. And there is a long historic pattern as to what happens. Government then blames everyone else. Government then, and this goes back to Diocletian and the Roman Empire and many others, as inflation happens, they will impose wage and price controls of one kind or another. And as a result, the things that used to be available to you at the market suddenly are no longer available because it's simply not in anybody's interest to produce it for the value that exists. Biden, for example, has been destroying America's energy independence, cutting off our Canadian pipeline, cutting off American oil exploration and development, cutting off American drilling on government lands, and doing 100 other things designed to make it impossible to produce energy at a reasonable cost. And then they, of course, blame the energy producers for not producing. How dare you do that? But it's just not cost-effective to do so. Understand, these politicians have no limitation in their heads at all as to their own power. They believe that they can pass a law to do anything. As we've discussed before, the politicians really in their hearts believe that if they wanted, they could pass a law repealing the law of gravity.
Right.
Now, I wish they could. I mean, I could stop dieting if they repealed the law of gravity. But the reality is they can't. And likewise, they can't repeal other natural laws like the law of supply and demand. You know, if they give you twice as many paper dollars and say, well, go down to the supermarket and buy yourself some cantaloupe, well, that's fine, except if you have twice as many dollars, it will almost instantly turn out that the cantaloupe now suddenly costs twice as much to buy. Because after all, it costs twice as much, or it costs that much to produce. You can't just make that go away. And Joe Biden turning to Saudi Arabia, you understand that the U.S. dollar ceased to be based on a gold standard in 1971 when Richard Nixon hacked off the last anchor to gold, which was the anchor of the euro dollar. That is, European nations were told, if you want to bring your central bank's euro dollars and exchange them for gold, we will still let you do it. And then France one day said, well, we're just about to come with a whole big stack of euro dollars and clean out Fort Knox, because we have enough to do that. And lo and behold, Richard Nixon's reaction to that is, rather than lose the last of America's gold reserves, he would simply no longer exchange them for dollars. The problem is the dollar fell by a third of its value almost immediately when he announced that. And under those circumstances, Nixon cast about and came upon Saudi Arabia, our longtime ally, because at least we were a godly country, unlike the godless Soviet Union. And Nixon said to Saudi Arabia, in exchange for our being willing to pour out American blood to protect the government of Saudi Arabia, we would like to be able to have you guarantee, as you've done in the past, that you will accept only U.S. dollars in exchange for your oil. And Saudi Arabia said, fine. And almost like that, the dollar went from a gold standard that it had been secured by to an oil standard, because people had to have U.S. dollars to buy Saudi Arabian money. By the way, For those who wonder, what does it mean to live under modern monetary theory? You have to understand the con game that government plays. I mean, you and I, we would look at dollars. We would say, well, we're being taxed in dollars, but we choose freely to go to some other currency. We would rather live with euros. We would rather live with money printed called Erskine bucks that can be used to buy and sell in. And the government would say, no, that will not be permitted. Because the reason you are going to bow down to the U.S. dollar is that we will accept payment of your taxes, which are imposed very steeply, only in U.S. dollars. Anything else you will pay an additional tax on, as if you were bartering, as if you were trading one thing for another at a yard sale. And therefore, the only money that is acceptable to us for the payment of taxes is U.S. dollars. And thereby, Americans are forced into a U.S. dollar system. We are forced to work our lives away to receive pay in dollars. And this is, needless to say, a rather destructive system, but one that was implemented, well, you could say implemented in various times and places, but mainly by Woodrow Wilson.
Let me ask a quick question. Is the dollar still being taken? I understand that Saudi Arabia won't take the dollar, so they are going more to the yuan. Now, if we are not allowed to use the dollar as the world's reserve currency, isn't that making everything cost a whole lot more?
Well, it certainly costs the government more in the sense that, you see, government now can simply manufacture as much money as it wants. In fact, there was a moment during the Obama administration when Barack Obama actually came to his Committee of Economic Advisors and said, I've just discovered this provision in the Treasury law that says that my appointed Secretary of the Treasury can print platinum coins of any size or denomination he wishes in any quantity he wishes. And it just occurred to me, we're not printing platinum coins now, but I could simply order him to create, to mint two platinum coins, each denominated at $1 trillion. And we can pay off a large chunk of our excessive debt that way. Yes. Of course, he could also just print two pieces of paper that will say on them, this bill is legal tender. That, by the way, is the difference between an Erskine buck. If you did that, you would be jailed for it. But if the government wishes to counterfeit money, it only has to print on it, this money is legal tender, must be accepted as payment in, for all debts, public and private. And voila, that is real money. And real money, in other words, the government can say, okay, I have a contract here that says I owe you $2 trillion.
Right.
Okay, here are my two little platinum coins at $1 trillion each. Our debt is now ended.
With that, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Russell from Lake City Coffee in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, with this week's Coffee Minute. So why bother grinding your own coffee? As it turns out, coffee oils are where all of the bioflavonoids, antioxidants, caffeine, and flavor reside. Unfortunately, as soon as the beans are ground, those oils begin to evaporate, and no amount of space-age packaging can stop it. Bottom line, the fresher the grounds, the better the coffee. I'm a big fan of the Cuisinart Supreme Grind Burr Mill, and it's got a hopper big enough for a whole week of coffee, which makes it super convenient. Here's the good news. The difference in taste between pre-ground industrial coffee and fresh whole bean Lake City coffee is nothing short of amazing. So if you're a coffee lover like me, and check out lakecitycoffee.com.
Saudi Arabia's mad at us. Number one, we're dealing with Iran. Number two, they do not want to take the dollar anymore. Now, that's a very bad situation. If they won't take the dollar, what's going to happen? How are we going to get the oil that we need and everything else that we need to keep going? I mean, is that this not a problem, Lopante?
Oh, well, it means the dollar is floating. If Saudi Arabia, they technically still do accept the dollar. They've only said they will accept yuan from China as long as China is buying oil with it.
And but, Russia wants everything done in rubles. I mean,
and Russia wants everything done in rubles, sure.
Right.
Because this is how they back their own currency, by tying it to something real. Now, if you wanted to prevent that, we could discuss the gold standard and what it implied when we had such a thing. But no, it means that the dollar can be broken apart from anything of real value the moment Saudi Arabia says, or that they are simply not going to accept the dollar for oil anymore. That would not have been true under Donald Trump, a brief four-year respite from insane economics, because Trump had actually made us self-sufficient in oil. We actually were able to export oil again, and that means we could have taken the place of Saudi Arabia. In such an arrangement, we would have directly backed our dollar. But the entire game being played by governments nowadays is most governments print paper money, and this gives them the ability to always print more money than there is productivity. In theory, there should be a balance between how much the society is producing and how much money it's actually issued. We prevented a great deal of trouble up until 1916 because we had a gold standard. And what that meant is every dollar was worth a defined amount of gold and guaranteed that if we printed too many dollars, if we printed more dollars than we had gold, the government nevertheless had to pay off the value of the dollar in gold. That ultimately was banished by FDR, by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, progressive Democrat, in 1932.
Now, Lowell, let me ask you a question. The dollar was backed by the full faith and credit of the Federal Reserve and by the credit of the United States government.
Well, which means absolutely nothing.
Right, but right now, the debt to GDP is 129%. I've never seen it that high in my lifetime.
No, even during World War II, it did not get that high. It only got up to about 114%. But we were conquering the world, and we were not being destroyed while the rest of the industrial world was.
But can you survive, and can your money survive at 129% debt to GDP? I mean, talk about being under. Even a drunken sailor quits spending money when he runs out of it. You know, we've run out of it. We can't be giving billions to the Ukraine and billions to this, that, and the other. It's insanity at this point.
Well, you have to keep in mind, I'll give you an example, because in our book, The Inflation Deception, I actually wrote a chart of 13 points to help you make the transition from thinking like someone in a capitalist society to thinking like someone in an inflatocracy, which is a whole different kind of creature.
Right.
In an inflatocracy, all that matters is one thing. Are the government printing presses still working? Can you still print dollars on them? Well, then we're not out of money. We're not out of money as long as the printing press and the paper is there, because the government can always make more, very much as the Weimar Republic in Germany did up till 1923, when how bad did it get under Weimar? Under Weimar, you've all heard the stories of how if you wanted to buy a loaf of bread, you had to have a wheelbarrow full of money.
Take
down and buy. But it was
What good does it do to print something that isn't worth anything? That does no good.
As long as someone can be gulled into accepting it, it can work. And by the way, money operates in the human brain very much the way drugs do, as I'll explain when we come back after this.
You bet.
But it's only because of that you're willing to accept it.
We'll be right back. The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold-buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. It's sort of like years ago, you just have a day that cost you $20, or somebody would give you $10 to fill up your tank. No more, no more. Here, little boy, here's $10. Go fill up your tank. I know it cost you something to get here. $10 doesn't cover it. It doesn't cover it. That's 2 gallons of gas, maybe. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what's been going on. And, Lowell, this is something that wages cannot keep up with. They just simply can't. We've got the other problem that you've got a lot of the companies that are being burned down, apparently, crashing all the food companies. Are we going to be looking at famine also in addition to what we've got? But you were saying that money is a lot like a narcotic. Tell me how that could be. That was too interesting to let it slip. What's that situation?
Psychologists who have studied this have given people a choice. The choice is, which would you prefer, to get a 2% raise in an environment of 1% inflation, or to get a 4% raise in an environment of 5% inflation?
Well, obviously the 2% is better because you're actually getting a 1% in addition. You're doubling. It's a much better deal, of course.
But you see, you're rational. That's the difficulty. Most people view money irrationally. And they tend to prefer a 4% raise because it's bigger, even though that raise is entirely eaten up by inflation.
Yeah,
which, by the way, is
1%.
More than happening now.
Right.
I hate
right.
to tell you, but you talk about how deep in debt we are, in
right.
effect. It's very optimistic. You forget all kinds of little things like we've already made promises to people on Social Security. We have an unfunded liability to pay all that off, if only to prevent a violent revolution in the country. And as a result, we owe 175-180% at a minimum.
Wow.
And for various reasons, we also are in debt in other ways that mean we have to pay off into the, oh my God, you can't even imagine it, but we already owe more than a quintillion dollars. We don't just owe a few tens of trillions of dollars. We owe astronomical amounts of money on out into the future that eventually have to be paid, or they have to be monetized.
Who
of course,
do we owe?
In an infotocracy, what they always do ultimately is monetize the debt. That is,
who do we owe the debt to? Who do we owe that to? Who loaned us the money?
Well, in one way or another, we owe it to anybody we've ever made a promise to.
Oh, boy.
In the form of welfare or other things. You see, the problem is that our economics... See, people say, oh, well, we must have separation of church and state. Well, okay, why don't we have separation of money and state? Why don't we have currency created by a non-government entity that can do so honestly? Why don't we go back to a gold standard that means the politicians are limited because they have to match every dollar with a certain amount of gold, limited in how much money they can print? As long as they're free to print money, there is no limit to how much debt they can run up.
So the politicians buy votes, and that basically is debt to a large degree, is their vote buying. Promising something for everybody, like free college tuition, that's a vote buy, isn't it?
Well, they want to pay off the student loan debt.
Right.
The people undertook, signed on the line for, said they would repay, and now there's something like $1.7 trillion to be repaid, and Joe Biden is talking about, oh, well, maybe I can just wave my magic wand and by executive order make all that debt vanish. No, boys and girls, that debt is owed to the U.S. government under an act of Congress, and only Congress can be involved directly in debt that way, at least theoretically. So everything Joe Biden has been doing is technically illegal. But then that shouldn't surprise us. You look at Article 1, Section 8, the Enumerated Powers Clause in the Constitution. Nearly 90% of everything the U.S. government does at all is illegal in the sense that it doesn't comport with the limits of the Constitution.
A question. With everything happening, Lowell, how long is this inflation going to go on? And is there any way to stop it? It seems to me it's almost like a runaway train right now.
Well, to a degree, you could create your own gold standard. That is, you could invest in gold.
Good idea.
That would give you something that at least would rise with the inflation in theory. But, of course, the inflation is about to go hyper. And as it does, the government has found ways to hold the value of gold within limits.
Right.
I mean, gold should be costing 5,000 an ounce now.
Sure, sure.
But it isn't. And the reason is government creates paper gold and engages in international money manipulation to help hold that down. This is the power of government being able not only to use dollars, but to use them in various forms of international banking that manipulate the global money supply and the wealth of everybody's money in a world where all these different countries, China, Russia, England, whatever, are in the business of trying to get as much value for as little honest money as they can.
Right.
And they just keep printing money fast enough that it's a constant race to the bottom to see whose money is worth less, even though Friedrich Hayek, as I said, a Nobel laureate economist, had proposed that we let you operate with your choice of money freely. Instead of taxing you for owning gold or for buying euros or whatever, anything that constitutes a traditional historic currency, you should be able to buy and trade in, and that would at least let the currencies compete directly. You know, if they make the dollar too dishonest, everyone just moves to euros.
Right.
And the dollar is threatened with sinking. So that would become something like a gold standard, or at least a little more like it than it used to be.
So we are on the precipice of what I'm gathering of being Venezuela. You wake up one day, you better buy things right now because tomorrow they're going to be double the price. We are on the precipice of being Venezuela.
And in a way, it's even worse than that because the good thing about modern monetary theory, in theory, is that nobody has to pay taxes, at least not direct taxes. All you have to pay for is the problem that every day your dollars are worth a little bit less. And so as they found in Weimar Germany 100 years ago, the way you deal with that is go deep into debt because you're going to be able to repay that debt with dollars that are dirt cheap. I mean, you will literally... I mean, they had problems in Weimar Germany where someone would go into a cafe in Berlin and order a lunch that cost 5,000 Reichs. And by the time the lunch was served, the cost had gone up to 7,000 Reichs.
Wow.
I mean, in the course of an hour or less. So that's how fast money was disintegrating. And that could easily happen to us, especially if our dollar were no longer the world currency. But they have to keep taxes imposed because, A, it allows them to reward their friends and punish their enemies who are in the government.
Right, right.
It allows a welfare check to still have some purchasing power, for example. It also gives the government great power because most taxes, a lot of taxes, are now Pigovian, as they're called in economic terminology.
A Pigovian
tax, a Pigovian tax is not, and think of it as having pig in the name because it tells you a lot. The purpose of the tax is not to make money for the government, not to create revenue. The purpose of the tax is to punish their enemies or to make policy through taxation. You've heard of sin taxes, for example.
Right. We're seeing that more and more right now, then.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, what did they do when Elon Musk threatened to buy Twitter and allow free speech on it, when they were in the process of moving as fast as they could among the socialists to abolish free speech?
Right.
Well, they decided, they were in a matter of hours, they announced the Justice Department was now investigating Elon Musk's company Tesla to see if they could break its back economically.
Right.
And hence eliminate his ability to buy Twitter.
And also a wealth tax. They wanted to do a wealth tax to take away a lot of his money, so he couldn't do that either. Now, let me ask
you make a key point there, because, of course, they hate the wealthy, because the wealthy are little islands of independence.
Right.
They can stand against the government. They can create a think tank. They can employ others who disagree with the government. And the government does not want anyone allowed to disagree with it.
No, they don't. Now, let me ask you, let's switch topics just for a second. Russia's announced that they're at war with NATO. Could it go nuclear, and how bad will it get? This is very disturbing, what's going on there. What do you see with Russia and the Ukraine?
Well, let's remember first that Russia, the Ukraine, the United States, and the United Kingdom all signed a mutual agreement back under the Clinton administration.
Right.
That if Ukraine surrendered the nuclear weapons on its soil that had been left over from when it was part of the Soviet Union, then all those countries stood to guarantee the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Right.
And they would not allow it to be invaded. What happened? Well, under the Obama-Biden administration, Ukraine was invaded, Crimea was taken, other parts of eastern Ukraine were taken by Russia, and did we do anything?
No.
Obama just sat and folded his hands. Biden sat and folded his hands, and Russia was allowed to engage in outright aggression and theft, much as Catherine the Great had done. By the way, we saw Angela Merkel leave office recently, the Chancellor of Germany. Angela Merkel on her desk had a painting of Catherine the Great, who took Ukraine in those days. She also helped appoint the former German Chancellor who would oversee the pipeline from Russia to Germany under the North Sea. So what we're seeing is an incredibly, of course, then again, Angela Merkel was not really a German. She was born and raised in East Germany. She grew up speaking Russian.
But what we're seeing now is Germany is offering tanks to the Ukraine. They just announced that.
Well, what good is a tank if your opponent has nuclear weapons?
Well,
that's the question.
Did Ukraine give up all their weapons, or did they hold a few back just in case? They had over 3,000 nuclear weapons, so did they hold back a dozen or so? What do you think?
Well, there were these stories that in the closed confines of that defective Russian reactor far north of Kyiv, there were potentially hidden a couple of nuclear weapons.
Sure, it'd be a smart thing to do.
That would have been profoundly interesting.
Right.
Now, in the case of nuclear weapons, what would we do since our arsenal does no longer include nuclear weapons? Under John Kennedy, we had routinely deployed with our NATO forces a type of weapon called a Davy Crockett. A Davy Crockett was a nuclear bazooka, 1/10 of a kiloton nuclear blast, that could be fired from the back of a tank like a bazooka, or from the back of a Jeep, for that matter. But all of those were withdrawn, and today we supposedly do not have tactical nuclear weapons. Russia does, and Russian military doctrine calls for their use right down to immediate battlefield purpose. So if they used a tactical nuclear weapon, could we respond with something of the same size and magnitude? Reportedly, no, we couldn't.
Well, the other thing is that they were requesting Stinger missiles. the Stinger missiles, Raytheon, to make Stinger missiles and send them over to the Ukraine. Raytheon said, yeah, we might be able to do that by 2024. We can't make them right now. We haven't made one in 17 years. There are going to have to be some changes in, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, getting in the equipment. We can't get in the computer chips for it.
So a Stinger missile is good against helicopters and so on, but it's a very limited weapon in the sense that you can't shoot down something above 20,000 feet with one.
Yeah, but the point I make is the Raytheon said we can't get it to you for at least 2 years. We're incapable of making it. Now, that's an incredible position for the mighty United States to be in and say, we can't make it for you. The company can't make it.
Now, especially when in your heart you know that if it were needed by the U.S. itself directly, somehow they'd appear.
Well, somehow I would hope so. I would hope so, but the supply chains are not good for creating any weaponry right now, and we are behind. We haven't made one in 17 years. That shows you that we are behind in a lot of our weaponry to fight, and we've got a woke army right now. We're not capable of fighting right now, I don't think.
Remember, the entire economic mess in Europe, as it exists, is a result of Eisenhower, after World War II, facing the Russian army, millions of people, great military power, asking, how can we stop them? We don't want to leave a million of our own men stationed permanently in Europe.
Right.
And Eisenhower's conclusion was, we are going over to nuclear defense. And more than that, because Europe cannot afford to defend itself against the Red Army, we are putting our nuclear umbrella over Europe. As a result, the European nations didn't have to spend money on the military significantly.
We'll be right
back. They used the money instead.
The Biden administration is quickly moving to implement the liberal fantasy of socialist spending. After spending a $2.1 trillion stimulus, the president and Democratic-led Congress have introduced another $3 trillion plan to add to our insurmountable debt, seeking to raise taxes on Americans making as little as $200,000 a year. Have you seen the immigration footage? 87 million putting illegals in hotel rooms and our troops sleeping on parking garage floors. Could this be the biggest single gold buying opportunity in history? Well, Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs say this is the time to buy gold. Patriot Gold Group, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may qualify for a no-fee-for-life IRA. Call 800-356-4470 for details. Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer, 5 years running. Call 800-356-4470 today. We're talking with Lowell Ponzi. Lowell, we've only got about 5 minutes left. This has been an incredible virtual tutorial on what's happening. Now, let me ask you, as we go into the final 5 minutes, what can we, the people, do? What can we do? What do you recommend?
Well, there are many things that theoretically we could do. One problem I was saying is that because Eisenhower put the U.S. nuclear umbrella over Europe and saved it expense costs after World War II, their countries used excess wealth instead, not for tanks or bombs, but for a welfare state. One thing we could do that is long known is we simply say to everyone on welfare, okay, you have a choice. You can take the welfare check that we're offering you now, but if you do, you are forfeit from casting a vote in any election for the next 12 months. You can bring back your vote automatically anytime by just ceasing to take welfare for 12 months, and you will be free to vote. However, you can find very few people who will do that. Half the population is to one degree or another, in effect, on welfare now. Better than 1 out of 5 males in the country are not employed, especially young males. A third of them are living at home with mom and dad of the millennial and younger generation. Males are being devalued in a ridiculously intense way, but they're not counted as unemployed for the simple reason that they're not even seeking work. And you only get counted as unemployed if you are actively seeking a job. They're not. They're just getting a government check, and the government's idea now is we're going to give everybody a permanent automatic income forever. It won't be a huge income, but it'll be enough that you and your friends can get together, rent a house, live happily without having to lift a finger, just smoke dope, watch porn on TV, and live happily ever after. And that's the kind of world we've created for a large part of our population. We need to separate that, or we'll never have enough productivity to even be able to think of getting out. We also know that inflation is nearly stratospheric. We're into double-digit inflation for almost everything. For food, I mean, everything that the government doesn't discount because it's considered volatile, like the cost of fuel, the cost of food, and so on. These things are minimized because, gee, they might change a year from now. They might change 6 months from now. They're not permanent inflation as the government sees it, but of course they are. And they're draining everyone's savings. They're making everyone dependent, ultimately, on government. And as long as we're doing that, we're headed down an inevitable road to doom. Now, you can invest in precious metals, though one hates to say that. Precious metal is, by the way, how I define lead.
Right.
You can buy bullets. You can buy bullets, and that will be a very good investment.
Right. Now, when you're looking at the situation, there are a lot of companies that can't even open up. The groceries are closing earlier because they can't get people to work. I've never seen that happen before.
Well, the government's made it, in effect, paid people not to work.
Wow. Now, that is part of their destroying Judeo-Christian system, the work hard and get ahead and that type of thing, the Judeo-Christian work ethic. They're destroying that. They are destroying our entire system of morality. This is the ultimate basis of it, and the basis of it is that what's coming in my opinion, is satanic, demonic, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I would agree. I don't have time to read my entire table now of how the capitalist mentality is different from the inflationist or inflatocracy mentality. But simply point one, a penny saved is a penny earned, as Benjamin Franklin wrote.
Right.
That was capitalism. Nowadays, that has been replaced by a penny saved is a penny lost to inflation.
Right.
Saving money is foolish. You should spend it immediately.
Right.
And in fact, that is the way to survive in an inflatocracy, because the money is going to lose value day by day, even hour by hour. So you spend it as fast as you can.
Yeah, but that runs contrary to everything we were taught. Every rule of Judeo-Christianity we were taught was not to go out and just blow money. But that's what you're saying. Do it now because it's going to cost you twice as much later.
Yeah, I mean, we were all taught to save for your retirement. Well, you're not going to have anything left by time for your retirement. Right now, the wholesale price indexes are up more than 12%.
Right.
What that means is that's the price coming at you right now. That's the new inflation that will be added onto the inflation you've got now. Is that ever going to be paid off? I seriously doubt it, because you'd have to have people willing to work, or you would have to completely dismantle the Socialist Party that's now running the country. I mean, they have to be torn from power.
WMD.com. Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
All aboard the Truth Express. You can listen on your favorite podcast app or local radio station.
Patriot Gold Group, Consumer Affairs operated 5 years running for your IRA or 401k. Call 800-356-4470 today.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.